Our first reading is from the first letter of St. John. Here's how it starts. Beloved, we love God because He first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is a commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. And then we have this from the gospel today, the gospel of Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Jesus stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll, and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. And Jesus said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Thus ends this section of the Gospel of the Lord. Being a priest and a religious, I don't have children. And sometimes that can be a blessing. I visit my brothers and sisters fairly often, and right now they're at the age where they have teenagers, which are a particular blessing and a particular challenge from the Lord. And I can remember one conversation between my sister and her daughter, and she was saying, No, you have to be back at this time, and here's the rule. If you're going out tonight, here's the rules. You need to be back home by 10 o'clock. Oh, Mom, oh, you just want to ruin my life. And I can remember my sister laughing afterwards. Yes, indeed. Everything I do, I mean to ruin your life. That's my goal, to ruin your life. I think my sister's motivation was a little different than just to ruin the life of her daughter. Although, at that point, my niece didn't quite feel that way. But it really is a question. The question is, from the first reading, do we really love the people that God calls us to help? Because if we are, from the gospel, to be good news for the poor, the first thing we have to do is love them. And not just the abstract, oh, I love the poor as a concept. But do we love people as people? Because we can't help, really, people that we don't really love. That we don't have their best interest in mind. And so what we do, whether it be painful or easy, we do because we love them. Because we want what's best for them. And so we do what we see is best for them. That's really, I think, the scriptures are telling us the beginning of discernment. Of what we are to do, what God is calling us to do to actually be good news for the poor, we have to start with loving people. And only trying to serve people, to help people who we truly love. And it's those people that we can then really help. And sometimes to help people, we intervene mightily in their lives, like parents with their teenage children. But sometimes the best way to help somebody that we love is to let go, to do nothing, because maybe it's our children who we need to let fall down, or maybe it's a friend who we need to let have that space. And sometimes if we really love somebody, that can be very painful, to let them fail, or to be the heavy, to be the one to tell them, no, this is what's true. But in either case, we have to do that because we love them and we're willing to take on the burden of doing what's right out of love for them. So I think today the challenging good news is to say, who do we really love? And whoever we really love, maybe that's the people God is calling us to serve. But we need to start with bumping up, taking seriously, expanding our love for them, so that whatever we do is what's best for them. So my prayer for you today is that you think about, who do you love?